Welcome into the Magic Mechanic Show on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. We got two open lines for you at 844-580-WDBO. Go ahead and give us a call right now, 844-580-WDBO. Larry has been here every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. over the last 25 years, giving you automotive advice and saving you lots of money. And if you want, if either of those things sound good to you, because they sound great to me, give us a call now, 844-580-WDBO. My name is Chris Crawford. Here he is, Larry Perry.
You know, I'm the absolute worst when it comes to trying to memorize a phone number. Is anybody else like that? I am not kidding you. I am the absolute worst at, you know, somebody gives you a phone number on the air, you know, and you're sitting there and go, okay, you're going to call them, but you're like, man, what was the last two? Let's see, it was 844, and then I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm at that point where I am completely lost. Sometimes you're driving, whatever, you know, you're trying to just tell your, you know, infotainment system what to do, and it's hard to remember. But, you know, now you have 580-WDBO. The only thing that you need to remember is the 844 that goes in front of it.
Yeah.
And you're listening to 580-WDBO. I mean, so, you know, it's you dial 844-580-9326. But if you're like me, your memory retention is so bad that you can only remember the 844 part, then the 580-WDBO, if you can't remember that, well, I don't know. We may not be able to help you, right, Chris?
Yeah, no, that's you're on your own at that point.
Yeah, all you got to remember is the 844 part, and then it's 580-WDBO. So I think we'll get by. Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Magic Mechanic Show here on News 96.5. Not 96.5, at WDBO. If you have an automotive question, you'd like a little advice, you can give us a call until 5 today. And like I said, at 844-580-WDBO. And we no longer do text. I guess we're at the bottom of the hour. We are going to take some open mics, and we got them, right,
yeah,
Chris?
We've got one right now, so we got one in there. And again, that's just in the WDBO app. That's just the same as the old app. You don't have to get anything new. So if you've already downloaded it, it'll automatically change over to the WDBO app. And you can get that and use the open mic feature and send us a little voice memo. Just give us the year, make, and model of your car and let us know what the question is.
Okay. With all these changes, you got to keep up with me too, you know, because I get lost in all these transitions.
I'll keep you on point.
All right. For immediate help, you can call the shop number and talk to JD. He's standing by to take your calls as well at 407-629-2661. Folks, our sponsors to the program are very important. They all pitch in to bring you the show each and every week. So if you enjoy it, please patronize our sponsors and make sure you tell them you heard about them here on the Magic Mechanic Radio Show. We got Amsoil synthetic lubricants for your car, truck, van, boat, motorcycle, you name it. If it runs, Amsoil makes a lubricant for it. And also, does your engine oil warranty your engine? Not only does Amsoil warranty your engine, they're going to make your engine last as long as you want it to last. For more information, you can go to Amsoil.com. And I always tell folks too, there's an independent, lab tech, BobTheOilGuy.com. And you can always go on there. And not only does he do testing with the Amsoil products, he's an independent, disinterested third party. And, you know, BobTheOilGuy.com, I believe is how you find him. If you search that, it'll come up. But if you got time on your hands and you just want to see some of the things that he's tested and how he's tested these lubricants, his big concern is, do they do what they're advertised to do? And you will be surprised at the absolute snake oil that is out there on the market, deceiving consumers left and right. They think they're buying quality products, and folks, it's not like that. These quick lubes that sell you so-called synthetic oil, Well, I hope you're not giving a whole lot for it, because it's not worth a whole lot. But you need to educate yourself. You're going to drive an internal combustion engine vehicle. You need to educate yourself on engine lubrication. Orlando Auto Upholstery, interior convertible tops, carpet seats, cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, boats, RVs, ATVs, even commercial industrial seats and upholstery. Visit OrlandoAutoUpholstery.com. You can get a hold of them at 407-898-2351. They're fantastic folks. They'd be more than glad to help you. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. You need a motor or transmission? Jasper's come with a 100,000-mile nationwide warranty. Visit jasperengines.com. And, of course, my place, the Magic Mechanic Auto Service Center, located in Orlando, Florida on Lee Road. Engines, transmissions, brakes, suspension, steering, electrical repairs. Even we do classic cars, antiques, you name it. And we do your brand new vehicles as well. And of course, the Amsoil synthetic lubricants. Visit us at magicmechanic.com. Let's get back to the phones. Who we got up next, Chris?
We are going to kick things off with Jim. He's calling in from DeLand. Jim, welcome onto the show. What's your question for Larry?
Hello, this is Jim.
Yes, Jim, you are on the air.
Oh, hey, I thought y'all took care of me already with the, but I do have one more problem with this 2013 Kia Rio. It's got 175,000 miles on it. I got a code that says evaporator emissions, slight leak. What I do every, like 50 miles, it comes on, and then I reset it, and then it comes on again. But that's what I got.
Okay. Jim, when you have an evaporative fuel system leak, that means that the computer system is monitoring how much pressure there is in your fuel system. When you are driving your vehicle, there has to be approximately 2 to 3 pounds of positive pressure in the system. If there's less than that, it'll actually turn on you'll set a code like the vehicle's doing. Usually there's a leak in the system when this happens. Now, the leak can be caused by a bad hose, a connection, something underneath the vehicle. It can also be caused by the solenoid that controls that system. If it does not seal properly, what will happen is the pressure will leak past it, and you'll have low pressure in the evaporative fuel system. And, of course, it'll check that. You got to remember these things. The cars usually run okay if you have this condition. But the one thing, the reason that they want this to work properly is they don't want your fuel system just literally, having fuel vapors just going out into thin air. A couple reasons. One is you lose a lot of your fuel. Your fuel will evaporate if the system does not close properly when the car is sitting in the off position. The other scenario is, too, you have a fuel vapor fire issue, a possibility. So that's something that does need to be addressed. But if you have an evaporative fuel system that's not working correctly, your fuel economy will suffer. Because you're literally just venting fuel vapor right directly out into the atmosphere. So, if it's just like setting a can of gas in your garage, that let it sit in there long enough, even if it's non-ethanol, it will evaporate and the fuel will start slowly, going bad as well. But in this case, we generally do what's called a smoke test. And what that does is it tells us where the leak is actually at. If we can't determine where it's at with a smoke test, we actually put positive air pressure, sometimes up to 10 to 12 pounds of pressure in the system, and literally soak the whole entire fuel system of your vehicle down to find a leak. We'll get it blowing bubbles. If we can't find the smoke, we'll get it to blowing bubbles to diagnose it. And sometimes it comes to that as well. So, hopefully that helps you out.
Thanks for calling in, Jim. Let's keep rolling along. We're going to go to Gary. He's calling in from St. Cloud. Gary, welcome to the show. What's your question for Larry?
Gary, are you with us?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I was going to ask you a question. I'm thinking of buying a newer Ford truck. I think you're into them. And I was wondering if you could, I'm going to get a V8, but I wanted to know if there's a real difference between getting a 10-speed automatic or a 6-speed.
Gary, I'll tell you, I never get complaints on the 6-speed. I do have people that have some concerns on the 10-speeds. You know, I mean, that's a lot of shifting, especially for a pickup truck. You know, I don't see the real advantages of the 10 speed to this, you know, versus the six. I've driven them both. The transmission on the 10 speed is pretty busy, you know, but, I've had a few, folks that have had shifting issues that they were concerned with. But as far as the 6-speed goes, I've really never had much of any issues with them. Now, you said you was going to look into getting a V8. Why are you looking at the V8 instead of the EcoBoost?
Well, I don't have anything I could tell you that would make any sense. It's just I'm an 8-cylinder guy, you know.
Have you ever driven the 3.5 EcoBoost?
I have not, and I guess that's probably what I need to do.
Yeah, you do, because it'll run circles around the V8.
Okay.
I mean, it'll embarrass. Well, a 3.5 EcoBoost and an F-150 will embarrass a V8. I mean that wholeheartedly. It's amazing. The you know what I mean, you're talking about 450 horsepower. These things they produce so much torque. It is just it's incredible. And you know, Gary, we have had literally we have seen, with Amsoil, of course, in the engines, we haven't seen any problems with these things. I mean, other than doing Amsoil lube services on them, we have literally not seen any problems with these newer ones. You know, I want to say from pretty much 2014 and up, we have really not had no turbo problems, no internal engine problems. These things have held up just incredible. I think the last one, Tony Caruso, the pool fanatic, he's driving a newer one now, but his last one that he had, I think he put 171,000 mile on it. And we did nothing to that vehicle except AMSOIL. I think we put a set of spark plugs in it at 100,000 mile. We serviced the transmission, and I think we did an oil filter adapter gasket on it once. But, I mean, at 171,000 mile, that was it. I mean, I don't think we've had any customers lose turbo units with the AMSOIL in them. I mean, they're so dependable and they're so much fun to drive and they produce so much horsepower. It's just, why not? I guess is the best. A person's got to give me a convincing argument not to get an EcoBoost over the V8. Literally, I just think they're wonderful. It's a wonderful product. Ford got that right.
All right, good stuff there, Larry. Appreciate you calling in, Gary. 844-580-WDBO. You can hit us up on the open mic feature in our WDBO app. We got more of your calls on the way in. We'll get to those open mics too. You're listening to WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
That's another record for new coronavirus cases. The State Health Department reporting over 18,000 in the past 2 days.
Two.
New York reporting a student recently returned from Florida and attended a high school graduation. Now multiple people are testing positive.
One.
And the European Union is working on banning visitors from the U.S. because of the country's surge in the virus.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Garden Rebel here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow. Larry Perry, Magic Mechanic here. Magic Mechanic's a full-service auto repair center on Lee Road in Orlando. Schedule maintenance on your new car or general and major repairs on the older ones. Brakes, alignment, steering and suspension, air conditioning, engine and transmission repairs, and stop by anytime for a free check engine light scan and analysis. Need transportation while we have your car? Simply reserve one of our $8.99 a day rental vehicles. Call Magic Mechanic at 407-629-2661 or at magicmechanic.com.
Wherever you go, Direct Auto Insurance will be there for you. Whether it's early morning on your way to work or at night after a long day on the other side of town with a few errands still left to do. Wherever you are, we've got you covered. To find out how you could save up to 25% and take advantage of flexible payment options, call or stop by any of our 450 Direct Auto stores for a free quote. Or visit us at directauto.com. Rates, savings vary. Terms and conditions apply to coverage, discounts, and pay plans. How you buy could impact price. Direct Auto Insurance and insurers in the National General Group, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Folks, you have heard Larry Perry, the Magic Mechanic, extol the superior quality and value of AMSOIL products, but many of you still do not know where to find AMSOIL in Central Florida. Well, get a piece of paper and pencil and take some notes, because I'm going to tell you where you can find AMSOIL in Central Florida.
Throughout Central Florida at all Action Gator tire stores. In South Orlando on OBT just south of the Turnpike at Muffler Man. In Titusville, two locations on South Washington Avenue and on Garden Street at Ace Hardware. In South Orlando on Orange Avenue at Agner Auto Parts. In St. Cloud and Kissimmee at Napa Auto Parts. In Longwood on Ronald Reagan Boulevard at Elite Auto Repair. In Winter Park on Lee Road at the Magic Mechanic. In Deltona on Doyle Road at Kelly's Automotive. In Lake, Citrus, and Marion counties at participating Ace Hardware stores. In Orlando at 1032 West Michigan Street at Prater Radiator. In Holly Hill, Daytona, and Daytona Beach at Madden's Ace Hardware. And throughout Central Florida at participating Ace Hardware stores.
This is Dr. David Klein with Stages of Life. We are now able to treat new and existing patients with telehealth. Contact us at telehealth@stagesoflife.net. That's telehealth@stagesoflife.net, suffernomore.com/telehealth.
Are you interested in learning how to turn dirt into gold? Hi, I'm Armando Montalongo, A&E's original house flipper. And over the last 10 years, I've used my unique talents to turn aging houses, empty lots, and tax-forfeited properties into real estate gold mines. What's my technique, you ask? Just text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now, and you'll receive a free copy of my Flipping for Gold bundle. In your free bundle, you'll get two videos and a wealth-building guide that will show you how to determine a property's flip value, help you create the essential steps for a successful flip, and explain the importance of a long-term investing plan. So text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, because new real estate opportunities are popping up every day. Text FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, plus free access to a hands-on training class. Text FLIP to 888-111. That's text FLIP to 888-111. Right now.
Independence Day, the day we celebrate America's freedom, and there's no freedom quite like the open road. You can make it happen with Giant Recreation World for less than $4 a day. Giant Recreation World has special 4th of July discounts on all new and used RVs, like a new 2020 Towable, starting under $4 a day with a lifetime warranty plus free delivery within 100 miles. Real deals, real discounts, and no hidden fees. Check out GiantRecreationWorld.com. Don't miss 4th of July specials at Giant Recreation World, home of the lifetime warranty.
The opinions you hear are that of the host and callers, and not that of WDBO.
Welcome back to the Magic Mechanic Show here on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM, Orlando's News and Talk. Back to the phone lines we go. James is calling in from Orlando. James, welcome to the show. What is your question for Larry?
Hey, Larry, it's James. I've got a 16 Ram 2500, 5.7 Hemi. Just had a Hemi tick, which detrimental to the motor, and had to replace it with a long block. This is a new-to-me truck, so I didn't have it original, but I put in AMSOIL in the new motor. Is that going to prevent that Hemi tick from coming back, the lifter from, you know, jamming and screwing up the motor?
Well, James, all right. Let's see. Where do we start with this? All right. Number one, how many miles are on the new motor?
It was rebuilt by Dodge, so it's a zero motor, or it's a 0 mile motor. It's a long blocked.
Okay.
A reman motor.
I understand. But now, did you put did you put AMSOIL in this brand new motor?
So but I bought the truck 2 years ago, had 57,000 miles on it, and I got to 107, and she pretty much locked up in place. The push rods were bent to a 90 degree angle instead of straight.
That's what happens. Yeah. What I'm trying to get at is, does the motor? Did you put AMSOIL in this new motor to start with?
Yes, sir. I did. Yes.
All right. How many miles do you have on it right now?
A little over 1,000.
All right, James. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and drain that oil back out of the engine immediately. Go ahead and spin a new filter on it, and I want you to go to any parts store, and I want you to buy like 5W30 Quaker State. And I'm not kidding you. And that's what I want you to put back in the crankcase for the next, let's say, probably 3,000 miles. You cannot put AMSOIL in a new motor.
Well,
are you with me?
The initial start, yes, sir. The initial startup, I did just Napa Gold Series, you know, and ran it for 30 minutes and then drained it and then was trying to get the AMSOIL new motor, or basically, you know, the new motor set up where it but I couldn't find the oil. So I just put a 020 in it and ran it for 500, dumped the oil again, and then and the new filter, and then just put a 020 back in it.
And all right. Now, all right. You've got a little bit of time on it. I like to run engines for around 3,000 miles before they ever get AMSOIL put in them. You need that friction to take place inside the engine in order to seat the rings. Now, with that being said, you can do whatever you want. I've learned the hard way, and I hate to run an engine without AMSOIL in it, especially a new engine that I've, you know, put my heart and soul into building. But unfortunately, you have to have that friction in the engine in order for the rings to seat to the cylinder walls. Now, the second thing is, what are you thinking putting 20 weight in that daggone thing? I don't care if it is AMSOIL. What are you thinking about putting a 20 weight oil in a freaking Hemi motor? What good could possibly come out of that? There's nothing. Even with AMSOIL, that's way too thin of an oil. I know that's what the manufacturer wants you to run in it, but they're crazy. Believe me, the manufacturer and EPA, they are the lousiest people in the world to give engine lubrication viscosity advice. They're idiots. You have zero viscosity. I mean, 20 weight viscosity, that's nothing. Nothing. That's what caused your old engine to go bad. And the only thing we're doing is just we're using a good synthetic, but it's not enough oil. It's not enough viscosity. And those lifters will eventually, I mean, probably beat the camshaft out of that one too. And that's what happens. The rockers go bad in them. It's the same. The Hemis and the 3.6 Dodge motors, they suffer the same fate. You've got to run a 0W30 Signature Series in that engine. And anybody listening to me that's got a 3.6 Dodge motor and a Wrangler or Caravan or anything else, you need to run the 0W30 AMSOIL in it. If you do, you got an engine that's going to last a long time. Ooh. Don't get the 20 weight out of there. You're killing me.
We're going to give Larry a couple minutes to cool off there. What did you do, James? What have you done? We got more of your calls and texts on the way. You're listening to the Magic Mechanic Show on News 96.5. I know it's going to happen once. It was bound to happen. WDBO 107.3 FM in 580 AM.
This
is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
At WDBO, our top story, Florida has had 2 days of spiking numbers of new coronavirus cases, and the state is taking a step back in one area.
Yesterday, we had almost 9,000 new cases in Florida, and today, over 9,500. Governor DeSantis announced yesterday that because of the spiking numbers, the Department of Business and Professional Regulation is revoking the ability to drink on premises at a bar.
The reason why DBPR took it is because you had people that weren't following it. There was widespread noncompliance.
But this doesn't mean that bars have to totally shut down. They'll still be allowed to sell alcohol to go. And if you go to a restaurant, you'll still be able to order a drink there to drink on site. Brandi Hastings, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Look for some dangerous heat across Central Florida this afternoon. We'll get up to 97 for the daytime high. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
And I'm Daniel Vargas, continuing our team coverage. Orlando police are looking for whoever vandalized the Black Lives Matter mural downtown. Messages directed against police and a racial slur apparently targeting black officers. City Commissioner Regina Hill worked with Mayor Dyer to put the mural in place and tells our news partner, Channel 9.
This does not solve what they're trying to seek.
Now, city workers have cleaned up the graffiti, but police are still looking for clues. As Disney plans to reopen next month, performers and stage workers are concerned for their safety. Kate Schindel is the president of the Actors Equity Association.
If I were Disney, I suppose that the last thing in the world I would want would be to have to shut the park down again, or to have the public coming to a park knowing that people are asking for access to testing in order to be safe in their workplaces and aren't getting it.
The company issued a statement saying it would like to bring back live stage shows, but the union hasn't agreed to its terms. Disney has also not agreed to any regular testing yet. And we're still waiting to hear when SpaceX will try again to launch another set of Starlink satellites from the Space Coast. The company was supposed to do it yesterday, but the launch was called off because SpaceX needed additional time for pre-launch checkouts. Satellites are part of a larger network that'll provide high-speed internet access around the world. Daniel Vargas, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Return to the majesty. Return to the adventure. Return to Gatorland.
Wait, we've never been to Gatorland.
Yeah! Try again, announcer guy.
Okay. Now Florida residents can return. For the first time? With half-off admission. Now until the end of June.
Beautiful!
For more information, call 407-855-5496 or go to Gatorland.com.
You gotta get out!
To Gatorland!
Hi, Rick Eden here, contractor and president of Eden Construction. You know, everywhere you look, somebody new is in the home improvement business. Maybe even a name you've heard of. It used to be a pool guy or a plumber or some such. Who can you trust? For many years here on WDBO, I've talked to you about your home. And at Eden Construction, we still make home improvements simple and as smooth as possible. Maybe you need an extra bedroom, bathroom, or a new kitchen. We put it all together and try to work within your budget. Of course, outdoor living in Florida is a must. At Eden Construction, we have you covered there, too. We offer aluminum sunrooms, screen rooms, and complete summer kitchens. Let's discuss your vision. Put our 35-plus years of experience to work for you and make your life Eden better. Call us at 407-671-9697 or see our work at edenconstruction.com. That's E-D-E-N construction.com.
We are America Strong. And at Mapleton Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, we're driving America forward because reverse is not an option. At Mapleton and Kissimmee and Claremont, it's your choice. Lease your new Ram truck or Jeep Wrangler from $259 a month. Get no payments for up to 90 days and 0% APR for up to 72 months on select models. So let's drive America forward. Mapleton Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Reverse is not an option. Online at MapletonCJD.com. See MapletonCJD.com for full program details.
I'm Clark Howard, the guy helping you keep more of the money you make. And this is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Weather brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
It'll be a hazy, hot, humid rest of the afternoon ahead. 97 the daytime high for today. That feels like temperature at or above 105. That is pretty dangerous this afternoon, friends. Look for just a 20% chance for a storm. Warm, very muggy overnight. The low tomorrow of just 76. More dangerous heat for tomorrow. We're right back to the upper 90s for a daytime high. And again, just a 20% chance for a storm. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
Some minor slowdowns on the major roadways. We'll start you off in Orange County. I-4 heading eastbound. Looks like we have a crash by Central Florida Parkway. No major slowdowns. That's the good news. 417 northbound. Looks like there's another crash here on the approach to Lee Vista Boulevard. And on the surface streets, fender bender at JYP and Sand Lake Road. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Center, I'm Mike Lukomiak.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, it'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Welcome back to the Magic Mechanic Show here on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM. There you have it. I bounced back nicely. 844-580-WDBO is our number. As advertised, we are going to do some open mics during this block here. And we actually only have one of them here, Larry, so I'll just play it really quick and then we can get back into calls. Actually, it's not playing out of my computer in here. So, Larry, take it away. We'll go to calls and I'll let you know when we're back here working.
Hey folks, listen, you hear me do the show each and every week. Just remember, me and my master techs, we service and repair vehicles for a living at the Magic Mechanic Shop. If you need repairs or any maintenance on any gas, diesel, hybrid, or electric vehicle, keep us in mind. And remember, if you need transportation while we have your car, just reserve one of our $8.99 a day rental vehicles. And this goes for you folks out of town as well. For auto advice or a free estimate, all you got to do is visit us at magicmechanic.com or larry@magicmechanic.com or give us a call at 407-629-2661.
All right, good stuff there, and I got it back working. That was a perfect bridge. Way to stall there, Larry. Here is our open mic for the day.
How do you feel about Lucas oil stabilizer as an additive?
Well, Lucas makes some good products. I'm not an additive guy. I use AMSOIL. We don't have to pour anything in our oil to make it better. You see what I'm saying? If you're an over the road truck driver, a lot of those additives can come into play because you could extend the life of your oil. And you got to remember, and over the road, a semi, some of those vehicles hold 16 gallons of oil. So you want to use the oil and you want to keep it up and as good a condition as you can, you know, because of the expense in changing the oil. But if it's a passenger vehicle, wouldn't it make more sense to run the best oil money can buy and you don't have to really do anything to the oil to make it better? Yeah. I'm losing it again, Chris. I'm going to have to pop another nitroglycerin tablet here if we keep talking about these.
As soon as I heard it, Larry, I was worried that I was going to set you off again.
Why do you want to use an oil that you've got to pour additives in to make it good? Why not just use good oil to start with, you know? Folks, seriously, you're really going to be hard-pressed to use a better lubricant than AMSOIL. And no, you don't need to pour a PTFE additive into it. You don't need stabilizers in it. The oil is that good. And it warranties your engine. Why would you want to use anything else? I mean, literally, to me, it's common sense, but maybe it's just because I've been in the industry as long as I have. But, you don't need to pour any additives in good oil. All right. With that being said, let's go to David and DeBerry. David, what you got going on?
Hey, Larry. Good afternoon, old buddy.
Hey, man. What you got going on?
Hey, Larry. I got a 2000 GMC 1500 Sierra.
All right.
And I got to turn the key on, turn the key off, turn the key on about three times before it'll start.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, do you think it's the electronics in the fuel pump? Do you think it's the fuel pump? What you thinking?
What engine do you have?
1500.
Is it a, well, all right, David, let me just tell you like this. That vehicle, that should be a Vortec motor.
Okie doke.
And the fuel system for it, the electronic fuel injection system for it, will be under the intake plenum. So you can't even see it. Now, when you have to cycle your key like that, that means there's no residual fuel pressure at the fuel injection system. Now, there's two ways this fuel can leak out, and you lose that residual pressure. One is if it's leaking under the intake plenum, like the fuel pressure regulator is leaking raw gas into the motor. The other is if the fuel is returning via the one-way check valve in your fuel pump module in the gas tank. So you're losing residual fuel pressure somewhere. Now, let me ask you this. When it does start up, does it blow a lot of black smoke out of it?
No, it doesn't. When it starts up, she runs fine and it doesn't blow black smoke.
All right. Now, if it did blow black smoke, that would tell me that the leak you were encountering was probably in the fuel pressure regulator underneath the intake plenum. But since it starts up good, good and clean, no rich run or anything. That's telling me that the fuel pump's one-way check valve is leaking and letting fuel return into the tank when you shut the vehicle off. So what you're going to need to do is, you know, this is no fun, but it's what we got to do. We got to drop the fuel tank out of the truck and replace the fuel pump module. There is, you can replace just the fuel pump, but I advise against it because none of them are usually direct fits. And a lot of times you have issues out of them after they're installed. But I would get a AirTex, you know, either an AC Delco or an AirTex fuel pump module. Stick it in there. I think your problem will be solved.
All right. There you have it, David. Appreciate you calling in. Let's roll right along. Roy is calling in from Daytona. Roy, what you got for Larry Perry?
I have a ML350 2011, and it's a diesel. I ran it out of gas. I was able to roll into the gas station, fill it back up, and it wouldn't even crank over, wouldn't start. Code came up with vapor lock.
Yeah. Roy, in your case, if you were to suspect it's not really a vapor lock. It'd be more like a vacuum lock. In your case, if that was it, you would you'd probably just take the gas cap off or vent the gas cap, you know, just to let the fuel have more of a bleed through for the injection pump. I'm just trying to figure out what would be the best bet on that to get it cranked back up. When you run a diesel out of fuel like that, it is a pain to get it to get the system reprimed. Do you know if you have a mechanical pump on that one near the fuel filter?
I think it's in the tank. The pump is in the tank itself.
Well, you will have a supply pump going to your injection pump, but usually on some of those along where the filter itself is, there's a mechanical pump that you can actually pump and prime the system. I don't know whether your car is equipped like that or not. If you've ever changed the fuel filter on it, you would know that. But if you haven't, I don't know whether it is equipped that way or not. You know, cycling the key on and off several times will help activate the supply pump in the tank. and that will help you get fuel back up to the injection pump itself. But, you know, you're still going to have to get fuel all the way back through the injection pump into the injectors. You know, it's still not going to be an easy row to hoe, so to speak. You know, a lot of times we'll crack lines loose and actually put air pressure in the fuel tank just to blow and pressurize the tank to get diesel all the way back up into the injection pump. If you're not having any luck, you know, after you put fuel in it, you may want to take it to a mechanic that's actually familiar with the diesel. Because once you run them out of fuel, Roy, it is very hard, you know, as you've already found out, to get them reprimed. And a lot of times it's, if you don't have somebody cracking lines loose and getting the system bled back out, what you'll do is you're just going to wind up burning the starter up on the daggone thing and cost you even more aggravation. But I'd get it to somebody. You're in Daytona. I would get it to a shop up there and let them go ahead and get it fired back up. Once they get it there, it probably won't take them no time at all, to get it going again, because they'll know they're going to have to bleed the system out. A lot of times you got to crack these bolts loose at the, you know, the injection pump and stuff in order to get all the air back out of the system. Them doing it naturally, you'll probably burn a starter up trying to get it bled back out, doing it the way you're doing it. But that would be my advice to you. You know, I know it's inconvenient having to take it into a shop or running out of gas, but in this particular case, I think it would be well worth it. Because cranking it like that, if you sling the starter off of the, you sling the solder off of the starter armature, you're going to be putting a starter on this thing. And that's even going to be more torture. This will go on and on and on. And you'd be really sick.
All right. Appreciate you calling in there, Roy. We got to take a quick break to give you the three big things you need to know, and then we're hitting the lightning round. You're listening to the Magic Mechanic Show on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Orlando police are looking for whoever spray-painted graffiti on the new Black Lives Matter mural in downtown.
Two.
Florida records another spike in coronavirus cases that amounts to around 18,000 new cases in the past 2 days.
One.
And the NBA season is resuming late next month at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex.
Through June 30th, American Kitchens is offering $1,000 off bathroom and kitchen cabinetry. The staff follows all CDC safety guidelines. American Kitchens, 407-645-3235. 407-645-3235.
This is the General Cigar Dave. Join me for the Cigar Dave Show, Saturday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 96.5 WDBO. Presented by Corona Cigars, with locations in downtown Orlando, Sand Lake Dr. Phillips, and Lake Mary Heathrow.
Hi, Rick Eden here, contractor and president of Eden Construction. You know, everywhere you look, somebody new is in the home improvement business. Maybe even a name you've heard of. It used to be a pool guy or a plumber or some such. Who can you trust? For many years here on WDBO, I've talked to you about your home. And at Eden Construction, we still make home improvements simple and as smooth as possible. Maybe you need an extra bedroom, bathroom, or a new kitchen. We put it all together and try to work within your budget. Of course, outdoor living in Florida is a must. At Eden Construction, we have you covered there too. We offer aluminum sunrooms, screen rooms, and complete summer kitchens. Let's discuss your vision. Put our 35-plus years of experience to work for you and make your life Eden better. Call us at 407-671-9697 or see our work at edenconstruction.com. That's E-D-E-N construction.com.
Folks, just about any repair shop can fix a car if they replace every part bolted to it. Think about it. If you're buying several parts to fix one problem, that's a red flag and trial and error at your expense. At Magic Mechanic, we pride ourselves on diagnosing your problem correctly and prescribing the correct repair the first time. Our master techs have over 200 years of combined repair experience. Make your car problems our problem. Call Magic Mechanic at 407-629-2661 or for a free estimate, visit magicmechanic.com.
If you're suffering with chronic knee pain, there are solutions without surgery. Phoenix Integrated Medical Center offers those solutions. No steroids, no surgery, no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance, including Medicare. Hey, it's Tony Marino. I've been to their beautiful new office on Lee Road in Winter Park, and if you're in pain, call 407-637-8300. There are solutions without surgery, and insurance covers most treatments. treatments. Call 407-637-8300 right now. 407-637-8300.
Independence Day, the day we celebrate America's freedom, and there's no freedom quite like the open road. You can make it happen with Giant Recreation World for less than $4 a day. Giant Recreation World has special 4th of July discounts on all new and used RVs, like a new 2020 towable, starting under $4 a day with a lifetime warranty plus free delivery within 100 miles. Real deals, real discounts, and no hidden fees. Check out GiantRecreationWorld.com. Don't miss 4th of July specials at Giant Recreation World, home of the lifetime warranty.
WDBO Orlando, WDBO FM Orlando, WDBO FM HD2 Orlando, W297 BB Orlando, and WCFB HD2 Daytona Beach. Cox Media Group Station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
This is WDBO 1073 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Around here on the Magic Mechanic Show on WDBO FM AM 580. To the phone lines we go. Ron calling in from Melbourne. Welcome to the show. What is your question for Larry?
Hey, Larry. Love the show. It's the first time I've heard it. I just stumbled on it today.
Well, welcome. It. Glad
after,
you're listening.
After 29 years, you finally found me. I've been rescued. Oh, I'm glad I'm not on a stranded island somewhere. Oh, geez.
I agree with you on your the phone. I could not remember the phone number. I had to look it up. So
Now it's easy. All you got to remember is 844. The rest of it's easy. 580 WDBO. We got her now, Bubba. What you got going on, real quick now?
All right, it's a 99 CRV. The idle all of a sudden it dropped from like 1,000 RPM is normal, and now it's down to like 500, and it just cuts off on me, especially if I turn the AC on.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what to do about that. Just turn a screw on it.
Yeah. Do you have a check engine light on?
I do.
Okay. Have you had it scanned to see why it's on?
Yeah. It said it was missing cylinders, but that was months ago. It didn't happen until recently. I need to
you may need,
idle on it.
Yeah, Ron, you may need to get it scanned again. See, what adjusts the idle on that car is the idle control motor. It's just a little electric motor that bolts into the side of the throttle body. And if that thing's not moving in and out like it's supposed to, what it does is it adjusts the amount of air that's going into the intake system. The more air it gets, the higher the idle is. And if that thing has quit working, what's happening is you've just got a base idle. And anytime you put any load on it, like put it in gear or turn the AC on, of course, it's going to cause the motor to stall. That cleaning the throttle body and replacing the idle speed control motor may be all that is needed, but a person's going to need to scan it and see if there's a code set for the idle control motor itself. That's what I can do for you right now. Let us know we can help. If you get it fixed, give us a holler back and let us know what you've done to it.
All right, good stuff there. From Ron, we go to Gary. Gary, you got a question for Larry.
Yeah, I've got Gary. 05 GMC Sierra. Can you copy me here?
Yeah, go ahead. We're good.
Yeah, I got an 05 GMC Sierra Duramax diesel. And what happened, when I had a battery fail. And I lost my engine hours. And since then, now I've lost my odometer. It's down to zero. It doesn't change. I've lost my miles per gallon. And although my trip meter is fine, just wondering if I have a serious computer issue. The vehicle's running fine. I got no codes. Other than that, it's fine. I noticed.
Gary, listen. We're out of running out of time. The instrument cluster is going to need to come out of the vehicle, and you're going to need to send it off to get it repaired. A lot of times, believe it or not, you replace a battery, it spikes those daggone things when you hook the battery back up. GM had all kinds of instrument cluster issues during those years, that vintage truck. You can pull it up online, do a little Google search, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. But you're going to have to send it out. There's a regulator inside of it that's gone bad. They're going to need to replace that. And then you'll put a note in there with that instrument cluster on what and all is working and what's not They'll repair it and they'll send it back to you, throw it back in, problem solved. Unfortunately, there's no magic fuse or something that'll fix it. The instrument cluster will have to be sent out to be repaired.
All right, let's go to Robert. He's calling in from Kissimmee. Robert, welcome onto the show. What you got for Larry?
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Quick, good.
I have a 93 Corvette. I took it to a stereo place to put a new stereo system in it, and now the car won't start. And they've had this car a week. They have the whole dashboard completely ripped apart, and they still can't start the car.
Yeah. Well, that's got a passkey system in it, an old passkey system. They've tapped into something and changed the resistance going to your anti-theft module. And now, you know, you've got an issue with it. Boy, oh boy, that's going to be something else, especially since somebody's been in there already. I'm going to tell you like this, Robert. For me to go in there and try to search this thing out and fix it and probably wind up having to bypass your security system, I'd tell them, I'd say, listen, it worked when I brought it to you, you know, because what's going to happen is whoever gets it to have to diagnose it is going to have to tear the dash apart in the daggone thing and then go and start tracing all the wires back out. This is going to be an absolute nightmare for the whoever winds up having to fix it. And I would definitely, if it worked okay before that you took it to them, I would definitely tell them, you know, hey guys, so you guys are going to have to get this squared away and figure it out. I mean, if you take it to someplace else to get it fixed, it's hard to say how many hours of labor it's going to take to diagnose it and get it repaired, Robert. I wish you luck, brother.
All right, good stuff there, Robert. We go to Mike now. He's calling in from right here in Orlando. Mike, welcome onto the show. What is your question for Larry?
Hey, Larry, thanks for taking my call. I had the 1973 Chevrolet pickup. Thank you, because it actually worked. There was a fuel filter in line. It's got the original six cylinder in it, 250. And it's got a fuel filter in line right at the carburetor. He told me to check that, and it was all plugged up and torn apart. And I replaced that, the truck's running fine.
All right. Mike, thanks for hollering back at me, brother. You need any more help with it, you know where to find me. Patricia Orlando, listen, you just bought an 08 Chevy Malibu, and you want to switch to AMSOIL, and you're asking if there's anything else you should do. Listen, what I would do, you're buying an older car, you need to get a baseline with it. What I would recommend is switch it over to the AMSOIL on the engine, do a transmission service and a cooling system service, and then basically have the whole vehicle just checked over. Patricia, what that'll do is that's going to give you a baseline of where you are at with that car and then any future maintenance that comes along with it. So that way you can kind of monitor. Well, you can say, okay, at this miles, I had the engine oil, the transmission, the cooling system, all that done. When you buy a vehicle and you don't have, past history or know what you're getting into, it's better off just to go ahead and invest into these maintenance services. That way you've got a baseline and you know when your next services are due. They may be a couple things like belts or hoses that may also need to be addressed, but at least you know where you're at with the vehicle. If you don't do anything to it, you don't know when any of these services were done, and you're liable to run into problems with it. We appreciate your call. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. You listeners, customers, show sponsors, the reason I do the show and have a job, whether it's maintenance and AMSOIL lube services on your new car, repairs on your older one, or a complete mechanical restoration on your classic or antique, give us a call. Our prices are fair. The repairs come with a great warranty. We accept insurance claims and most extended warranties, and we offer in-shop rate $8.99 a day rental vehicles. Call Magic Mechanic at 407-629-2661, or for a free estimate, or if you've got a tech question, Larry@MagicMechanic.com, or just MagicMechanic.com. We'll see you back here next week. Don't forget, AM 580 WDBO.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
At WDBO, our top story, Florida sets a new daily record for COVID-19. The Department of Health today added more than 9,500 new cases. That beats yesterday's record of more than 8,900 cases. On Friday, Governor DeSantis said he thinks air conditioning units are spreading the virus.
Outdoors is your friend. The sunshine's your friend. The heat and humidity is your friend. So as you're doing different things, please keep that in mind.
The Florida Keys were shut off to outsiders for weeks this spring. They're open again, and now COVID-19 cases are rising there.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Look for some dangerous heat across Central Florida this afternoon. We'll get up to 97 for the daytime high. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
And I'm Daniel Vargas, continuing our team coverage. Bars.